So the truth is so simple, and the reason that it's simple, because the Bible makes it clear that it's the simplicity that is in Christ, which is faith alone. But you don't really have to be a rocket scientist to understand that you're a sinner. You're born in sin. It's the conviction of the Holy Spirit. The Bible talks about preaching of the word convicts of sin. And so a Bible verse here, a Bible verse there, people ought to wake up to realize that they need God, you know. So these people who never crack open their Bible, never meditate on the truth, you know. And anytime you mention truth, you're actually talking about God. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. You're actually talking about Jesus. If somebody says, I'm looking for the truth, well, you're looking for Jesus. I'm meditating on the truth, well, you're meditating on Jesus. I'm meditating on what's right, what's righteous, you're thinking about Jesus, the only righteous one. I'm looking for truth or righteousness or the way. I'm looking for the way. Well, you're talking about Jesus. Jesus is the way. I want the truth. I want to be in the right path. Well, Jesus is the path. Jesus is the truth. And so you deal with these people who jump around. They jump around, say, pretend like they're looking for truth. They're looking for righteousness. They're looking for holiness. They're looking to be set some kind of guru. They're looking to be some kind of Pleiadian, New Ager, or whatever. They're just dancing around the truth. They don't really want the truth. And all these distractions out here is to keep people busy. You know, some of these mathematicians, they're... I'm studying math, you know. They reveal their true self. If you listen to them long enough, they'll say, well, the reason I like this math pursuit is because it's job security. It's all about the money. It's all about the money, all about the position, all about sitting in a... If you're under some kind of mathematician who's telling you that they're looking for the truth, they're lying, because the truth is Jesus. You don't need to be an advanced math teacher to find the truth, because Jesus is the truth. And so they'll tell you it's all about money. So all these distractions, all this political... ideological cults, isms, churches, denominations. I want the truth. You go to the pastor and say, I want the truth, pastor. Well, come back Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe you'll find it. No, I want it right now. Well, you got to go through a process. No, you can have it right now. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Receive Christ into your heart by faith, and you will be an overcomer. Why is it by faith, they say? Everything you do is by faith, to be honest with you. Everything you do is by faith. Anyway, so all these distractions, the computers, the AI, the political, the mathematicians, the media, the news, the sitcoms... Sitcoms, you're sitting down. They want you sitting down. They don't want you moving. They don't want you meditating on your own and thinking about the truth. All these careers that keep your... See, think about it. Somebody gets this corporate job. Let's say they're making $60,000 a year, and they're sitting in an office, and they got all these people running at them, all these distractions. How do they have time to meditate on the truth? This is why the Bible talks about seek God while you're young, before the evil days show up. Because if you got time to seek the truth, the Bible says seek the truth, seek God, seek righteousness while you're young, so that when you get older, you know the truth and you can just focus on survival, you know. While you got your health, rightly divide that word. Look for God. Look for Jesus. Look for the truth. While you're young, the book of Proverbs is very clear about finding the truth in your younger age. And who was it? Timothy, Paul, or somebody said, Timothy, don't let them despise your youth. When you get the truth while you're young, and all these other people around you who are older, who love money, love the world, love the flesh, love the pride of life. I mean, the Andrew Tate guy, he don't have any truth. He might speak the Republican mindset, which is actually, if you were a true born-again Republican, it's right. But they're just speaking Republican. They're not speaking born-again. I mean, he's Muslim, right? He says, I want to be Muslim. Well, there ain't no truth in that. Everything that you do in this world to function has to have some kind of overarching pattern of truth, some kind of archetype truth. But like the devil will give you 90% truth, 10% lies, 99% truth, 1% lie. So they might be able to function down here, but it's going to catch up with them. Because if you're promoting a lie, whether it's the Muslim religion, whether it's the Pentecostal denomination, whatever lie you're promoting, it's going to catch up with you because you're going to face a contradiction. And truth never contradicts. So they're going to either face off with the truth and that contradiction and get saved, or they're going to live, they're going to believe the cognitive dissonance and accept it and deal with it and live by it. And if they live in cognitive dissonance, they go crazy. You can't have cognitive dissonance when the truth is blaring you in the face and you make a decision to believe the truth and the lie. You can't believe both. You can't believe contradictions. I remember when I was younger, I'd date this girl, she'd contradict herself. I'd say, you're lying. How do you know I'm lying? I was married to one too that was contradicting. I said, you're lying. Why do you mean I'm lying? You contradicted yourself. And they run out the back door because truth never contradicts itself. They go by emotions instead of truth. And so if you're going to live in emotion, what's going to happen? The end result is you want to be your own God. You're not a sinner. You can't look in the mirror. It's everybody else's fault. It leads to narcissism. It leads to psychopath. It leads to psychopaths. It leads to sociopaths. It leads to selfish irrationality. You put your emotion over the truth, what happens? You go kind of crazy. That's why a lot of people, I think, get Alzheimer's, because they live their whole life in cognitive dissonance instead of looking for the truth, the absolute truth. And there is an absolute truth that's in Christ. And he says to rightly divide the word. Why does he tell you to rightly divide the word? Because he knows if you rightly divide the word, you'll have a sound mind. If you can't rightly divide the word of God, the truth, you will not have a sound mind, period. There's a sister in Christ online that I know she has fundamental truth. She can rightly divide that truth. And every time she makes a comment or we correspond back and forth, she has the truth. I know that about her. And she was persecuted by her ex and probably other people, which I don't know about that, but I know about the ex persecuting, lying, trying to turn her into Jezebel. So they all love their lie, but claim they want the truth. And if they really wanted the truth, they would see Jesus in everything. Eventually, your whole system is trying to hide Jesus. Your whole system is trying to hide Jesus. Let me say that again. Your government system, your political system, your movies, your TVs, it's all hiding Christ. It's all to hide Jesus. It's all about hiding the truth. It's all about hiding the real way to heaven. Somebody had a TV on today and they had that, what was the name of that show where they had the real popular evidently, I never watched it. Or they had Friends, that's what it was, Friends, they had all their friends together. I never watched it. Friends. That show was to hide the truth, to make you think that running the streets, sleeping with everybody under the sun was the truth, when it's not. It's not. It has nothing to do with fun, has nothing to do with truth, has nothing to do with righteous, has nothing to do with the way. It's the wrong way. So they want to promote through the TVs, the movies and all that. They want to promote the wrong way, but call it the right way. That's the whole game, people. These are liars. These are con artists. These are master manipulators. These are agents of Satan. These are the hive mind. They're the new age, the Gnostics. They're all of the same blueprint. They're all of the same DNA. They dance around the truth and claim it's truth when it's nothing but lies. Let's just dance around the truth and say this is truth when it has nothing to do with truth. It's all lies. Had a bunch of wind and rain and stuff, so I wanted to inspect the roof while I was doing this. I took a drive and wanted to inspect the roof and see if it was a problem. They dance around the truth and call it truth when it's all lies. The Book of Enoch, dancing around the truth, calling it truth and it's all lies. I could list a thousand things, a thousand points of light, you know? People say, well, what's the thousand points of light? I've said it many times. Solomon, they pulled Solomon into idolatry. Who? A thousand concubines. What does that represent? The world, the earth, mother, the flesh, the pride of life, earthly, fleshly, temporal. If you ever talk to a man or a woman, you see a difference. If you talk to the man, he's pretty much, let's get it done now. You talk to the woman, she's living in the past. She's always talking about the past. Or she's talking about earth, something earthly. Unless she's a saved woman, she's talking about spiritual. The unsaved man does the same thing, but it's not as much, you know. Bible says, be not bitter against your wives. Why? Because she's sitting there scared and worried and usually 90% of them taking a Valium. Why? Their nerves. They're worried. They're anxious. The born-again woman, if she's married to a saved man, she's going to be more stable than the unsaved woman. At least she should be. She should have it together. If she's married to a saved man, she should have it together. If she's not communicating with the husband, she ain't going to have it together, because there has to be communication and any kind of business or any kind of, there has to be communication and any kind of connection. Any kind of agreement, that's what I mean. If there's no communication, how can two walk together except they being agreed? You can't find an agreement. You can't walk together in peace. And so the man and the woman, if they're married, they got to communicate. And if they're not, it's kind of rebellion against reality. You can call it rebellion against God if you want, but it's rebellion against what's real. If you're married and there's no communication, you're going against creation. If there's no communication and you're married, you're going against the created order. if you're I had a little obstacle to face, so I forgot what I was talking about. But let's see. I'm talking about dancing around the truth. They dance around the truth and call it truth when it's nothing but lies. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous. It's like, come on, people. Come on. See, they want it to be their way instead of God's way. They want it to be their truth. That's why. If it's a younger person out here and you go out to, you're thinking about marrying somebody and you say, well, what do you think about truth? Absolute truth. And if the person on the other side says, I have my own truth, get up and run. I mean, run out the door, just run screaming. Just scream and run out the restaurant and don't look back and block their number and don't marry that person. If they say they have their own truth, I promise you, it's the worst mistake of your life if you marry that person. Because they are crazy. They worship themselves. And you might say, well, they don't. Well, they will. If they believe that, the progression, I can see the future by what they say. They end up worshiping themselves. There's nothing new under the sun. What has been shall be. They're just like the 1,000 points of life of Solomon. Those concubines worship other gods. And Solomon went into idolatry because the 1,000 points of light. But when another one comes on the scene that understands Solomon's mistake, others, there's not just me, but there's others out there that understand Solomon's mistake because you got the Holy Spirit, and those 1,000 points of light will not pull you into idolatry. And it's the same thing that was happening with Solomon is happening today. There's people around you in your world, in you're rubbing shoulders with, who try to pull you into idolatry, false teachings, fake reality, worship yourself. This is worship the creation instead of the creator. This is the game, and it keeps happening over and over and over. 1,000 points of light is fault, is Luciferian light. It's fake light. That's what it means, Trump. That's what it means, whoever else asks. What does that mean? It means idolatry, fake light, Luciferian, Lucy, the Lucy light, which is nothing but lies. Nothing but lies. I decoded this place. It took me a long time, but I decoded this place. And that Luciferian light, it's kind of like the woman sitting on the front porch. She's painted her face. She's painted her face. She put the red lipstick on, and she's showing her legs, and she's every time some man walks by, she's, hey. How you doing? Trying to pull him into hell with her. Her feet go down to hell. And so she's sitting there smiling and sweet talk and all sweet talk. There's no truth. It's just all sweet talk. Trying to pull that man who's walking down the street into her house and, hey, how you doing? My husband's not here. Come on in. That's the same thing, the 1,000 points of light. They're trying to pull you in. They listen to what you're saying. They know, and a lot of them, they knew the truth and they rejected Hebrews chapter 6. They spit it out. They spit the truth out. So they saw the truth and they rejected it. So now they're on a mission to find people who know the truth and give them 99% truth and 1% error to pull you down into it. That's what's going on. And it's happening all over the place. I mean, it's really, when you wake up and you realize your whole system, I don't care what country you're in, your whole culture, that's what it's doing. The whole culture is lies. It's an upside down pyramid. And when you wake up to it, your food pyramid, your political pyramid, your financial pyramid, everything's upside down. your debt money system, it's all upside down. It's inverse. It's an inverse universe. It's anti. It's inverted. It's sad. It's really sad. I wasn't planning on talking this long, but because I'm on a lunch break. But it's like, come on, people. Come on. And if they're doing it with systems, now what are they going to do? They're going to try to do it with the earth. The geoengineering, the bioengineering, they're going to try to do it with everything that's everything they're trying to do an anti, right? So now they did it with truth. They did it with movies. They did it with political systems. And now they're going to try to do it with the biological and the geological. They're trying to invert everything. Bill Gates is one of them. He's the biggest, fattest liar on the planet. It's really, it's so inverted. I mean, they're so upside down and inverted that I don't even know how this place is still functioning. I really don't know how it's still functioning, because I don't know how people function. No wonder there's psychological problems. No wonder people are zombified. I mean, even the churches are a part of it. They'll say faith alone and Jesus alone, and then they'll say, well, you better not ever miss a day of church because you're not right. What are the works of God? To believe on His Son. What are the works of God? To believe on His Son. Period. Done. That's it. Plain and simple. The Bible says, what are the works of God? And the answer is to believe on His Son whom God has sent. Period. Full stop. Nothing else needed to be said. And don't add to it. Don't subtract from it. That's it. And if you try to add to it, but you got to do this, plus this, but this, then you know that's a liar. What are the works of God? To believe on His Son whom He has sent. If anybody adds to that, you know you're dealing with a liar of the hive system. They're liars. They're scammers. They're con artists. The whole system's to put, you know, they hold the apple out there. These people who rise up in the system because they want to be seen or make a lot of money, they don't know they're on the highway to hell. It's not the highway to heaven. They might make a lot of money and have comfort down here, but it's the highway to hell. They don't even know it. That little apple they're holding out in front of these zombified clones, they're just on the highway to hell and don't even know it. I mean, it's really sad. I mean, really sad.